Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Nenan M. Hangsing with the Evening Bulletin. The headlines: Governor Nandkishore Yadav reviews progress of rubber development initiatives in Nagaland. Over 99% enumeration forms distributed across Nagaland under SIR exercise. Nagaland launches Labour Chalk app for construction workers. And Nagaland Olympic and Paralympic Games 2026 to be held in November. Now the news in detail. Governor Nandkishore Yadav today reviewed the progress and initiatives undertaken for the development of rubber cultivation in Nagaland. The governor held a review meeting with officials of the Rubber Board Regional Office, Dimapur at Lok Bhavan in Kohima. Officials informed that as of March 31 this year, Nagaland has more than 29,794 hectares under rubber cultivation, including around 11,978 hectares of mature plantations. The state recorded total production of over 13,617 metric tons, with productivity at about 1,166 kilograms per hectare. The meeting reviewed key initiatives of the Rubber Board, including the InRoad project, group processing centers, farmer training and skill development programs, and measures to control plantation diseases. Officials highlighted the use of drone technology to combat abnormal leaf fall disease in rubber plantations across selected areas of Wokha, Peran and Newland districts. They also discussed challenges including poor rural road connectivity, shortage of skilled tappers, inadequate marketing channels and wildlife-related damage. The Rubber Board highlighted plans to expand training and skill development initiatives, establish more processing centers and strengthen coordination with the Department of Land Resources, including preparations for InRoad 2.0. The special intensive revision of electoral rolls in Nagaland has achieved 99.28% in the distribution of enumeration forms. According to the latest status report from the Chief Electoral Officer as of 4 p.m. today, over 13.47 lakh forms have been distributed against a total of 13.57 lakh electors across the state. Of these, more than 8.2 lakh forms have been digitized, accounting for 60.45% of the total electorate. Eight election districts have completed the form distribution, including Dimapur, Peran, Pukopoto, Mokokchung, Wokha, Longleng, Noklak and Seminyu. Pukopoto recorded the highest digitization rate at 83.97%, followed by Kiffire at 76.62%, while Chumukedima has the lowest at 43.41%. Meanwhile, 905 forms have been submitted online by electors. Chief Secretary Sentiyangar Imchen today launched the Nagaland Labour Chalk mobile application. The initiative of the Department of Labour through the Nagaland Building and Other Construction Workers Welfare Board aims to modernise employment services for building and construction workers in the state. The app is designed to connect registered workers with employers while providing access to job opportunities, welfare schemes and skill development services through a single digital platform. The Nagaland Labour Chalk app is available on the Google Play Store and can also be accessed on the online portal laborchalk.nagaland.gov.in. In a significant boost to healthcare infrastructure in Mon District, a new dialysis unit and solar street lights were inaugurated at the district hospital today. Inaugurating the facilities, advisor to the Chief Minister and IDAN Chairman Abu Mehta said, "Good health is fundamental to development and empowerment." He also called for greater appreciation and support for healthcare workers, acknowledging their contribution to serving communities, particularly in remote areas. Mr. Mehta highlighted the importance of good education and economic and employment opportunities, saying these, along with good health, are key to empowering people. He further asserted that the state government is working towards bringing equitable development and inclusive progress across Nagaland. The dialysis unit has been established under a public-private partnership with non-profit organization Doctors for You. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the Evening News. Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change Bhupender Yadav today said that conservation with harmony and human-nature coexistence should be the foundation of ecological conservation. Mr. Yadav made these remarks after inaugurating a two-day international workshop on the theme Tiger Landscapes, Conservation, Bioeconomy and Ecotourism as Pillars for Livelihood and Income Generation in New Delhi. Addressing the inaugural session, Mr. Yadav highlighted India's conservation journey under Project Tiger, emphasizing that the survival of tigers is intrinsically linked to the health of forests, wildlife corridors, and local communities.
You must consider that we are doing its conservation for our own protection. We are conserving nature. So first of all, it is human arrogance that he is above nature. The day humans learn that humility, that nature is supreme to them, that they are not conserving nature but serving nature, that day coexistence will come.
The Political Affairs Committee of the Nagaland government today called on Governor Nandkishore Yadav at Lok Bhavan in Kohima. The delegation led by Chief Minister Nipiu Rio included both members of parliament, ministers and other political party representatives. During this meeting, discussions were held on various important issues related to the state. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio has extended greetings to the Sangtam community on the occasion of Mung Mung. In a social media post, Mr. Rio expressed hope that the festival would bring good health, prosperity and a bountiful harvest to every home and strengthen the spirit of togetherness that marks this celebration. Rajya Sabha MP S. Pangnon Konyak also extended Mung Mung greetings. She expressed hope that the celebration marked by peace and gratitude would bring renewed joy and further strengthen the bonds of unity among the people. A one-day awareness workshop on branding and marketing under the PM Vishwakarma scheme was held in Dimapur today by the MSME Development and Facilitation Office in collaboration with the Department of Industries and Commerce and the District Industries Centre. Delivering the keynote address, Director MSME DFO Dimapur, Muhammad Ali Rahman, informed that more than 25,000 artisans in Nagaland are registered under the PM Vishwakarma scheme, out of which 4,590 have completed all three stages of verification. Around 1,900 artisans have undergone training and 884 tools have been delivered. A total of 419 loans worth over 4 crore rupees have been sanctioned. The workshop focused on branding, packaging, financial literacy, export opportunities, business development, artificial intelligence, e-commerce and digital payments. During the program, loan sanction letters were handed over to 8 PM Vishwakarma artisans. The Nagaland Olympic Association has announced that the Nagaland Olympic and Paralympic Games 2026 will be held from November 2 to 14 at Chumukedima and Dimapur. The games will feature 9 disciplines, namely archery, athletics, badminton, basketball, boxing, football, penchak silat, taekwondo and wushu. All disciplines will include men's and women's categories except football, which will be played in the men's category only. The contingents for the games will be constituted based on Nagaland's 17 districts, and separate competition notifications will be issued to the concerned sports associations. Online registration of players and teams will begin on October 1 and continue until October 15. And now to round up this evening's bulletin, the headlines once again. Governor Nandkishore Yadav reviews progress of rubber development initiatives in Nagaland. Over 99% enumeration forms distributed across Nagaland under SIR exercise. Nagaland launches Labour Chalk app for construction workers. And Nagaland Olympic and Paralympic Games 2026 to be held in November. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a pleasant night.